Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
A gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mike Cugno from CBS4 in Miami is boots on the ground in Edmonton. He is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He's running wild on the streets of Edmonton.
I don't think there's wild runs.
Are you running wild on the streets of Edmonton, Cugno?
Brother, I found a beach today. I was at the beach in Edmonton. They have this
beach
big
in Edmonton?
They have a giant mall, second largest mall in North America, and it's got a beach.
Oh, I love them all. You know, Solana's never been to Sawgrass Mills Mall.
Neither have I.
What?
I parked there.
You've been to a big mall Edmonton, Alberta, but you've never been to Sawgrass Mills?
I've been to Mall of America's in Minnesota. I've been to the West Edmonton Mall, lovely place. Sawgrass Mills? Yeah, I don't think I've ever actually gone in it. I parked there.
Wow.
Why?
For a Panther game. What do you mean, why?
No. Why haven't you gone in? Oh, like, yeah. It's a gigantic mall.
Solana, help me out here.
Yeah, well, I know why.
Cugno. You're from Kendall.
Cugno.
You're from Kendall.
We have Dolphin Mall.
We have Dayland.
We have Dayland. We have Dolphin Mall.
You guys can't be serious.
Town and country.
You can't be serious. Saying Dayland and Town and Country in the same breath as Sawgrass Mills.
Ooh, rest in peace, Blue Martini, by the way, in Town and Country.
Yeah.
No more Cougars in Kendall.
Talk about Cugno running wild with Blue Martini.
Oh, I know Cugno did well at Blue Martini.
Blue Martini.
They like me at Blue Martini, and Mike gas me.
All right, let me get back control of this here. Cugno, was last night's game, will we look back on it at the end of the series and say that's the one that got away?
Well, the Panthers still might win the series. So, you may have given one away. But, man, let me tell you something. The energy in this building to start that game, and every time there's an Oilers goal, like, it's another level. I'm not surprised that they got off to that hot start and just kind of snowballed once they started coming back. You had to expect, I think, with everything that's gone on the last 2 years with the Oilers and them trying to come back against the Cats, like, they were going to get one here. I don't think anyone thought the Panthers were going to come out of here 2-0. So it's still fine, you know, like, you get the next one tomorrow and you've done your job. You've retaken home ice advantage.
And Mike, we heard and we saw how great these teams are. Obviously, they're in the Stanley Cup finals. Like, watching it live, does it look like, okay, yeah, like, this is going to go late in the series and these two teams, it's going to be decided late? Because, like you're saying, Panthers dominated for two periods, mm-hmm. and then you saw the greatness of Draisaitl and Connor McDavid.
Yeah. It was an instant classic. When you're in the building, you felt that it was going to be an instant classic no matter who ended up winning there in overtime, because the Panthers certainly had the chances in the first 3 or 4 minutes of OT. But, you know, the Panthers knew what they had to do. They knew they had to keep their foot on the gas. That's what a couple of them told me in the locker room, because of how quickly the Oilers can respond. Now, it was interesting that, you know, that they kind of chipped away. It wasn't the two goals in a minute type of response, which they're certainly capable of. So I think you do have to give the Panthers a little credit. They were able to do some things at times to disrupt McDavid. I mean, I watched Seth Jones kind of use McDavid's speed against him one time, and it forced an offside with Draisaitl crossing the line. So, I mean, I think they're okay. They just have to be better. You just can't make the little mistakes. The Nosek power play goal, or penalty, excuse me, was the little mistake you did not want, especially something like that, throwing a puck over a board.
We see this a lot in the NBA, Cunio, where a team will build the big lead, and then they almost get into like a prevent offense where they're playing not to lose rather than playing to win. And we know how aggressive the Panthers are on both sides of the ice. Is it fair to say yesterday that they had that 3-1 lead and they played not to lose the rest of the way? Because very rarely do you see the Panthers get outplayed, not just for a period, but for almost 40 minutes of hockey. After they took the 3-1 lead, it was Edmonton the rest of the way.
Yeah, they kind of traded periods there. I'll say this about prevent. I'm not going to completely buy into that, because in that second period, after it went 3-1 and then it became 3-2, the Panthers really were peppering Stuart Skinner, and he just started to make saves. He's standing on his head, and you could just kind of feel it in the building. The fans started to like build with it. Like with each save he started to make, the energy started to come back into the place. And to me, I know he gave up 3 goals, but you got to give him a ton of credit, because even though it's 3-1, it's not like he tucked his tail between his legs and felt sorry for himself. No, he stayed in it. And I think, you know, Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl, they did their thing, but man, Stuart Skinner, what he did, I thought the flurry of shots that the Panthers put on him in that second period, because they outshot him 17-8, I think it was. Like he stood his ground, and I think that's kind of where the game flipped.
Mike Cunio is with us from Edmonton. Does someone need to play better on Friday? Is there someone that you looked at last night and you said, you know what, that guy's got to play better?
You know, I don't want to say the Panthers have to play a perfect game, but because of the speed and what McDavid and Draisaitl can do, you just can't have bad penalties. You can't have too many men on the ice. You can't throw the puck over the board. And to me, it's just that. I think most Panthers have complete trust in what this team is doing. Barkov had some big shifts. Verhaeghe looked amazing at times. Sam Bennett. You just can't make the simple mistakes.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
But isn't it, to that point, isn't it the defense? We have a lead. And there was some stat. I think under Paul Maurice, they were 30-0 after leading 3-1, you know, going into the third or whatever that stat was. But they don't give up late leads. Play damn defense, Mike. Is that, I don't know if I'm simplifying it. Play damn defense.
Yeah, and you know, there was, it's interesting. So there was the second goal. If you go back and rewind the tape, and everyone will look at, like, the shot, maybe it should have been saved. But there was a kind of an unlucky break there for the Panthers. I think they were about to have a 3-on-2, and Barkov loses a stick, and the puck gets passed to him. So he has to kind of boot it up the ice. And so they lose a chance on a really good scoring threat, and who knows, maybe even put that game away there. And the puck just, it so turns so quickly with this Oilers team. And it was just a bad, to me, it was just a bad break. Defense, I mean, what are you going to do? It's Connor McDavid's, it's Leon Draisaitl, probably two of the top players in the world. You have to expect they're going to get goals. It's not going to be like games 1-3 last year where they were able to contain them and, you know, hold them to like no shots or whatever it was. You have to expect that they're going to strike it sometime.
Hey, Cuño, when Draisaitl scores the overtime goal, how loud was it in that building? Because I was driving. I'm on 95 going south. I'm listening to Doug Plagans on the radio call. And I couldn't hear Doug Plagans announce the goal because of how loud that stadium got. I imagine being in there. I mean, you've been to some of the best moments, like UM Notre Dame a couple years ago. We always bring that up. Ray Allen game 6. Like, how loud was it in there?
This place is impressive. I'll say that. And you can tell how much this means to Canada. Because even the folks who aren't from Edmonton, like, obviously they want a cup back in Canada. But this place, man, when it's humming, it's about as loud as a building you can ever ask for or imagine. And when it's really interesting. Remember when Barry Bonds is like chasing the home run record and he comes up to bat and like ESPN News would flip over to him because everyone wants to see what's going to happen, like, for every single at bat.
Like with Mervis and the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp?
Right.
No.
Yeah.
But
well, similar.
Every time McDavid touches the puck, the building kind of floats. Like, everyone goes, oh, and they kind of like pop up out of their seats because of how fast and how quick he can flip the ice. Like, it's really, truly an impressive thing to see. I think I may have taken it for granted last year, but man, this, when the second he touches the puck, this building just expects that something big can happen. And last night it happened twice. The you know, sets up the equalizer and then, of course, the game winner.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.